Objective: this study aimed to compare the effectiveness of group cognitive behavioral hypnotherapy, mindfulness-based cognitive behavioral stress management, and meaning therapy based on the healthy human theory on academic engagement in 11th grade students. Methods and materials: the research employed a quasi-experimental design using a pre-test post-test follow-up format with four groups. The statistical population included all male students in ISFN, from whom 80 students were selected through non-random sampling and were randomly assigned to three experimental groups and one control group. The research instrument was the academic engagement scale developed by Fredericks et al., while the control group remained on the waiting list. The three experimental groups received their respective educational interventions in 8 90-minute sessions. The collected data were analyzed using descriptive statistics and inferential statistics. Findings: the results indicated that all three methods had a statistically significant effect on improving academic engagement. The post-hoc test results demonstrated that in both post-test and follow-up stages, there were significant differences in academic engagement scores between the intervention groups and the control group, and all three methods were effective in enhancing academic engagement. No significant differences were found among the three interventions in the post-test phase. However, during the follow-up phase, the mindfulness-based cognitive behavioral stress management approach was more effective than cognitive behavioral hypnotherapy, and meaning therapy based on the healthy human theory was more effective than both of the other approaches. Conclusion: accordingly, it can be concluded that meaning therapy based on the healthy human theory was the most effective method among the three.